Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with a lesson from Westminster Shorter Catechism. This time we're looking at question and answer number 10. How did God create man? God created man, male and female, after his own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, with dominion over the creatures. There are four proof texts given by the Westminster Divines. The first is Genesis 1:27. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27 is a very significant verse. And if you analyze it carefully, you notice that the him equals them. Listen to the text again. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. In other words, when God created humanity, he created a man and a woman, and he brought them together in marriage. He united them together in marriage. And of course, this is where we get our primary definition of marriage. Marriage is the union, the covenantal union, of a man and a woman. God created him, them. Notice that there is unity and there is also diversity. There is unity, oneness, and there is diversity. In other words, a plurality of persons. In the same way, God is one God in three persons. There's unity and diversity. The unity and diversity in humankind reflects the unity and diversity in the Godhead. And we can ask the question once again, what is more important? Is it more important that we be one, or is it more important that every individual be able to express his or her individuality as a priority over the unity of the whole? Well, neither is actually correct. If humanity is created in God's image, and there is an innate unity and diversity within the Godhead, that is, the unity within God is equally ultimate with the diversity in God, that is, the unity expressed in the Godhead is just as important as the fact that there are three distinct persons in the Godhead. The same is true within the human family. The fact that we are one as human beings is just as important as the fact that we are distinct and different persons. You ought not to play one over against the other. In the church, what's more important? The fact that we are individuals or that the body of Christ is one? They are equally ultimate. This is part of the image of God in man. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. The Catechism then goes on to talk about in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. What the Catechism here is speaking about is the image of God in the narrow sense. And what we usually do is distinguish between the image of God in the broad sense and the image of God in the narrow sense. You may remember when we spoke about God, the question was, what is God? God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, and truth. And we talked about the fact that there are certain attributes which God shares with his creatures. And there are certain attributes which God can share with his creatures. The fact that God is infinite, eternal, and omnipotent, all-powerful, are characteristics that God cannot share with the likes of us. We are not infinite in being. We are not unchangeable in being. We are not all-powerful in being. God cannot share these attributes. But there are other attributes that God can share with the likes of us, His creatures. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in His being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. We are beings. We have being as God has being. This is an attribute which is shared. We have a certain degree of power and capability. God shares the fact that He has power and capability with the likes of us. God is a moral being. We too are moral beings. But now here's an interesting fact. God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. God is a spirit, infinite. That is, God existed from all eternity, and He will exist for all eternity. We too are we might call immortal beings. We have immortal souls. But we are created beings. We have a beginning. God does not have a beginning. We have a beginning, and we have souls that will never die. These characteristics amount to what we call the image of God in the broad sense. But now, the Catechism speaks of the image of God in the narrow sense. God created man, male and female, after His own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. The proof texts come from Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 24, and Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10. Now listen first of all to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 24. Put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Or we may translate it, put on the new self, which in the likeness of God, you see, in God's image, has been created in righteousness and true holiness. In other words, as God created Adam and Eve, they were righteous and holy. That is, they could make proper judgments. They were capable of judging rightly between that which was wrong and that which was right. They could judge rightly between themselves as a creature or as creatures of God and God who was and is their creator. They could judge properly. And they possessed holiness. The root of holiness is separateness, that Adam and Eve were set apart by God to do the will of God. They were set apart by God for His purposes. And so, Adam and Eve had righteousness and true holiness. They were properly set apart to do the will of God. An amazing thing. And then, if you look at Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10, there's a similar verse. And have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. Adam and Eve, therefore, were created with true holiness and righteousness and true knowledge. They had a true knowledge of God. They had a proper relationship with God. They understood themselves as God's creature and God as their creator, and they walked with God in the beauty of the garden in which God placed them. What a wonderful thing this is. And then finally, The Catechism says, God created man, male and female, after his own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, with dominion over the creatures. Of course, this comes again from Genesis. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. Listen to the text. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God placed Adam and Eve in the world as his agents to rule the world. The theologians sometimes say that Adam was his vice regent, his vice king, his assistant king. He was put in the world to rule the world, to subdue the world. And one of the ways we understand this is that Adam and Eve were to build a society and a culture in the world that would honor God. They were to have children. And, of course, Adam and Eve lived for a long time. And they therefore had many sons and daughters. This is what the Bible tells us. And as they trained their children to follow God, they were to build a society and build a culture in the world that was honoring to God. We call this the cultural mandate. And so Adam and Eve were created to this end. Remember, when we looked at Genesis 1:1, God, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the emphasis was upon all creation. And then in verse 2, the text comes down to the earth itself. And the earth was formless and void. And what was God's intention? God's intention was to make the earth habitable for human existence. And so the crown of creation is Adam and Eve, who were to rule over all of creation. And the first two verses of Genesis are kind of like the beginning of a movie, where in the movie you get the big picture of the subject, and then the movie zeroes in to a particular household, and not only zeroes into a particular household, but moves into the house and then into the kitchen, and we have a view of the mom and dad sitting at the table in the kitchen with their children. This is exactly what happens in Genesis. Now we are brought to the place of the creation of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve are created in God's image with a proper understanding of God, being set apart to walk with God, and with the capability of properly judging good and evil, and properly understanding their own station as creatures of God and as God, of God as their creator. How did God create man? God created man, male and female, after his own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, with dominion over the creatures. Thanks for listening.